Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, January 10th, 2020. Even 30 years after the fall of the wall, interest in the Stasi files is still high. Last year, 56,526 people applied for a look at papers that the GDR state security secretly created on them. As the Federal Office for Stasi Files further announced on Wednesday, that was around 11,200 applications more than in 2018. Around 35,500 interested parties submitted their applications for the first time. Since the authority began work at the end of 1990, a total of about 3.3 million such applications have been received. In addition, there have been more than 3.4 million requests from public and non-public bodies for verification of Stasi activity. A few weeks before the 30th anniversary of the fall of the wall, the Bundestag had decided to transfer the Stasi files to the Federal Archives by mid-2021 and to have them administered there. The government factions of the CDU, CSU, and SPD, as well as the opposition FDP, voted for the transfer. In the future, there will only be one archive location in each East German state. Until now, papers, films, photos, and audio documents have been administered and processed by the federal authorities. The institution is considered an achievement of the peaceful revolution, with the archive as the core. The authority, with its branch offices and almost 1,400 employees, was once fought for by GDR civil rights activists. This is part three of our summary on the Morgan Post's district plan reporting, this time focusing on Neukölln and Treptow-Köpenick. For more details, please follow the link in our show notes. First, Neukölln. The Estrel Hotel is getting a high-rise add-on. The so-called Estrel Tower will have 46 floors and about 800 beds, an event area, and an office building. Construction has been repeatedly delayed. One reason was that the rebuilding of the A100 motorway right next to the hotel took longer than expected. It's now scheduled to start in spring of 2020 and to be completed by the end of 2024 or early 2025. Weserstrasse, which is currently only partially equipped with bicycle paths, is to become the longest cycle route in Berlin. Planning and perhaps even construction work will start in 2020. This has now been announced by a town hall spokesman on request. The Neukölln District Assembly, or BVVV, changed its rules of procedure at the end of 2019 to become more efficient. Due to postponed motions and party political debates, the agenda became longer and longer. The changes include advanced submission of motions and indication in which committee the motion should be handled. The Vivantes Klinikum in Neukölln urgently needs to be renovated. The costs for the reconstruction and new buildings currently amount to an estimated 700 million euros. Also, a new building, the so-called Nordkopf, will be erected in front of the main building to make space for renovating the existing buildings. The new main building is scheduled to be ready in 2024 at an estimated cost of 150 million euros. And these are the projects in Treptow-Köpenick. The 2.7-kilometer-long tram line between Adlershof and Schöneweide is to become a reality, making the science and business location more accessible. According to the Senate, construction work will begin in 2020. It's scheduled to go into operation in 2021, and the costs are estimated at around 16.5 million euros. The planned opening of BER in October will have an impact on Treptow-Köpenick. Companies are settling in, new jobs are being created, and the burden of aircraft noise on residents will be increasing. The public transport system will be utilized more heavily, and more traffic jams are to be expected on roads to Schönefeld. The long-planned comprehensive renovation Strandbad Muggelsee, which was built in 1929 and 1930, is beginning. The old buildings are being repaired and are getting back to their original appearance. The work is expected to last until 2022, and costs of 12.6 million euros have been calculated. The federal government is contributing 4 million euros. As more and more families move to the Southeast District, school places are desperately needed. The district is investing a lot of money to renovate and expand more than 30 school buildings in all districts and to equip them for the disabled. To this end, new schools will be built in the coming years. Hundreds of glass bottles have been piling up for days in and around the many glass recycling containers in Berlin. In response to a request from RBB, Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, admitted on Thursday that some containers are overfilled. BSR subsidiary Berlin Recycling is responsible for the disposal. BSR said that they wanted to check whether the containers could be emptied more often. Before and after the holidays, there is always more glass than usual. In addition, in some districts, the glass bins provided for specific apartment buildings were removed from the local backyards. This leads to even more glass in the publicly accessible collection containers. In the summer of 2019, it became known that the Senate wanted to have more than 30,000 glass bins removed from private properties, mainly in districts outside the S-Bahn ring, by January 2020 at the latest. Waste management experts argue that glass separation works better when using large containers. On private properties, for example, there are normally only bins for white and colored glass. Brown and green glass end up in one container and have to be separated later. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.